Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
In the same way, when you place an order with the universe, you gotta stay in the space of confidence and trust. You stay relaxed, knowing with complete certainty that your order is on its way back to you as soon as it is ready. And then you get to dig in and savor the very experience of it. Enjoy it, live it, feel it, and accept it, because you deserve it.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello, beautiful. Thank you for joining me on today's first solo episode of season 4. I thought long and hard about what I wanted to share with you today and decided to go with manifesting, but to do it in a way that makes it so easy for you to do that you can't go wrong. So what does it mean to manifest? Let's clear that one up first. To manifest is to make something happen. To create something and bring it physically into your life. To turn your dreams into reality. To make things happen for yourself. Like the real deal. We're not talking make-believe. There are plenty of books out there on manifestation. The pioneer, of course, was The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Authors like Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, Oprah Winfrey, Gabby Bernstein, just to name a few, have written books about manifesting, giving us tips and guidelines, sharing their know-how. It's pretty much a well-accepted fact that manifestation is real. So now that we have established the fact, let's get on with why this is a good time to talk about manifesting. We are headed upon Easter, which is such a time of rebirth. So what greater way to honor this special time than to bring our wishes to life? I gotta say, I've learned to become really good at manifesting. I can do it in my sleep, literally. I'm creating things in my dreams all the time and seeing them manifest in my life. My manifestations are now pretty much done by thought. I think them and they show up in my life. This one memory comes to mind. I was teaching a class and thinking about how much I wanted an apple at that moment. And then my student comes over to me and says, "Teacher, I brought you an apple." And that's kind of a very common thing in my life. Of course, I've done so much theta healing that my brainwaves are constantly sinking in and out of the theta brainwave, which is what powers up my manifestations. I think about needing a certain type of person to connect me to an opportunity, and they come into my life. You might even remember from one of my earlier episodes that I talked about how this podcast is a manifestation that came by the way of a friend, DJ Tony Tony, who messaged me one day to ask if I wanted to start my own podcast. I had actually put the thought out to the universe just 2 weeks before that, and lo and behold, he got in touch and paved the way. Manifestation is really easy once you get the hang of it. But there are some key guidelines or principles that you gotta follow. So I made you a list using the word manifest as an acronym. Each letter of the word manifest represents a principle that you might want to follow to ensure that your manifestations have the best chance of reaching fruition. So here we go. M is for manifest. The first step to manifestation is knowing what you want. Sometimes what we think we want and what we truly want are two different things. So try it on for size. Toss the idea of what you want to manifest over in your head. Imagine what life would look like with that manifestation. Play it out. Is it really what you want? Or perhaps it's what you think you should want or what others want for you. Make sure you truly want this manifestation in your life, and it will, in fact, make your life better in some way. A great way to check if it is really what you want is to test how you feel about having it. If it feels good, then you want it. If there is any discomfort associated with imagining having what you want, then there's definitely a block against it, or entertain the possibility that it might not be what you want. As you figure out what you want to have in your life, it might help to ask yourself, why is this manifestation so important to you? Why do you want it? If you want to manifest money so that you can go on a trip, a holiday, then the end goal is to take the trip, which in that case, you should really just manifest for the trip and not the money. It's always better to manifest for your end goal, because that end goal could come to you in various ways. You could win a trip. Someone can gift you a trip. So don't limit yourself to money being the only way you can achieve your end goal. So asking why you are choosing to manifest something in particular may help you fine-tune your manifestation. It might even help you decide if this is in fact what you want in the first place. Knowing what you want exactly will help you set the right intentions for it as you embark on your manifestation journey. But it is also important to be specific about what you choose to manifest. What are the specific traits or qualities about your manifestation that are important for you to have? For example, if you want to manifest a soulmate, what personality traits are important in this person? The more specific you are, the easier it is for the universe to find that one person and bring them to you. If you want to have lots of money, how much is a lot to you? Is $100,000 a lot, or is it $1 million that sounds more like it? If you want to go on holiday more, do you mean spend more days on a holiday or take holidays more frequently? If so, how many times a year? Give it a number. Break your manifestations down to the specific details. If you want to manifest your own house, what would that look like? How many bedrooms would it have? What would be the design aesthetic of your home? Where would it be located? Do you want it to have, let's say, a school nearby? Or should it be tucked away from the traffic? What exact qualities are the priority?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pay more attention to the specifics of your manifestation instead of How will it come about? The how you leave to the universe. You just focus on the what. What you want to manifest is entirely your free will choice. The second step in manifestation is to ask for it. So the A in manifest is to ask for your manifestation. There are many ways to ask for your manifestation to come about. You can do a vision board, cut out pictures, or even draw them on a piece of cardboard paper. The images or drawings represent the different aspects of your manifestation. You can use affirmations or words that energize your manifestation. For example, if you're manifesting a house, you can find a house in a magazine that looks like the one you envisioned for yourself. Stick it on your vision board and add affirmations on your board like, I love my new house. My family and I enjoy our beautiful home. You can also put words like spacious, bright, calm on the board to describe what your house feels like to you. Another way to ask for it is to write an affirmation. I have a beautiful, spacious house in this location with, and you go ahead and list the traits. You can make this affirmation a mantra, which you repeat to yourself as often as possible. Repeating it 21 times before falling asleep and when you wake up is especially powerful. You can do a manifestation meditation and put this manifestation out there in your subconscious. There are many different types of manifestation meditations. There are pyramid manifestations. There are theta manifestations. If you just look on the internet, there are plenty of them. You can also go into your own state of meditation, your quiet space, and proclaim this manifestation. You are stating it like it is the obvious. I had a teacher who once said that one of the best ways to manifest is to make a bold statement. For example, I taught 1,000 students by 2022. I reached 100,000 followers on my YouTube channel by December 2022. It has to be bold, which means it's something that really pushes the boundaries of what is possible in your present state of mind. And this bold statement should be repeated to others. The more you tell others, the more real it feels to you. I remember when I first wanted to open a well-being center in Manila in the Philippines, I would tell people that I'm opening this huge, beautiful center in BJC. At that time, the rents were kind of crazy, and I couldn't imagine how I would find a space big enough that we could afford at that time and that it would be this beautiful space. And I just kept saying it to people, and some of them even said things to me like, it's really not a good idea to just kind of go and get a big space. Maybe you should start small and build it up. But I was convinced that I was going to have this. And the more I said it to other people, the more I believed it. But it's probably a good idea to make sure that you repeat your bold statement to people who will encourage you and support you, not to those who will cut you down. There is nothing more disheartening than have people trample on your dreams. The A in manifest also stands for ask for more. One of the secrets to manifesting is to manifest for more than one thing at a time. The more the better, because your brain gets bored when it only has one thing to do, one thing to manifest for. It takes its time because there's all the time to complete that one manifestation. But if you manifest for a lot of things, just the same as when you have a lot to do on your to-do list, then your brain starts to get working right away. That sense of urgency created by having lots to do pushes us into action right away because you gotta get those things done. And your brain, once directed to having to manifest for a lot of things, springs to action to get all those manifestations checked off your list. Just think of how you act when you only have one thing to do versus when you have a whole lot of tasks to get through. Next, we go to N in manifest. N stands for now. Whatever you ask for, make sure it is in the present tense, in the now. Remember to word your manifestation intentions in the present. So I have, I am. Never I am going to have, or I will have, or I will be. It has to be in the now. Make sure it is a positive statement and it is a precise statement. I particularly love the I am statement. It is such a creative manifestation exercise. It is worded in the present tense, and it's kind of like a bold statement. So, I am a writer. I am a singer. I am a successful real estate agent. And if I want to be specific, I would say, I'm a successful real estate agent who makes a six-figure salary monthly. Or seven figures is even better. When making a bold statement, it's helpful to put it in past tense. But for the most part, manifesting that you have something in the now, in your present, is the best way to go about it. I have, I am, tells your brain that it is already in existence. Whichever way you choose to ask for your manifestation, make sure it is in the now, as if it's already happening to you. And finally, the simplest way to manifest is to keep visualizing it in your mind. So the I stands for imagine. Just imagine yourself living your life with this manifestation realized. Use your imagination, which is another I, and play it out in the theater of your mind. Imagine yourself right in the middle of having that manifestation. It's literally happening to you right now. And add to it a very special ingredient, which is the F in manifest. F stands for feelings. You gotta feel the positive emotions of having that manifestation show up in your life. Does it bring you joy? Are you happy? Are you excited? Exhilarated? How does having that manifestation make you feel? It isn't enough just to visualize it. You gotta add the feeling into it so that it charges up your manifestation. It's like the caffeine in your coffee. Decaf just doesn't taste as good. And it doesn't give you that kick, that's for sure. So feel how it would be to live your life with plenty of money or whatever else you are choosing to create in your life. The feeling helps you to connect to the experience of the manifestation so that it becomes something familiar. And when something is familiar, it becomes more of a certainty. It's more plausible, more possible. It's realistic. So as you feel and imagine your manifestation in your life, you start reeling it in to your physical experience. From F, we go to E. E stands for empower. Now that you know what you want, you are specific, you are asking for the manifestation, almost even commending it, which is even better, you then claim it as you visualize the manifestation with the emotions it inspires. You are getting closer to it. You are pulling it into your life. But you gotta move towards the manifestation too. You have to make strides to reach the manifestation. In other words, you gotta put yourself on the same footing or level of your manifestation. What does that mean? If you want to start a business, you take a few business classes. If you want to sing on stage, you take voice lessons. If you want to move to a different country, you start researching. What are the rules for migration? Take action. Some people call this step taking inspired action. Action that gets you closer to your manifestation goals. What you are really doing is convincing your brain that you are worthy, even deserving of your manifestation. You have the right skills, qualities, and you've even done the research that makes it all the more achievable to get there. Your brain can now map out the way, which reduces the uncertainty of the how question, which often keeps us in the dark. When you empower yourself with the traits or know-how that raise you to the level of your manifestation, then it makes it that much easier for you to attract it because you are now on the same wavelength, the same vibration as your manifestation. Of course you can have it. It's plausible. It makes total sense that you can do it, that you can have it. Your brain is now wired for success, and knowledge empowers us to get there. S is a reminder to say thanks. Put yourself in the vibration of gratitude. But the key is to have gratitude for the manifestation before it happens. We normally say thank you after the deed is done, but when you say thank you before it shows up, you are acknowledging that it is already done. It is already there in your space, and you are filled with gratitude that it has already come. Thank the universe or the source, creator, God, for bringing your manifestation to you. Appreciate that your life is now enriched by this manifestation. Reinforce the positive emotions that you infused your visualization with. Which takes us to the T of manifest, the very last step, the very last guideline to follow. Trust. T is for trust because you must have absolute faith and certainty that your manifestation is right there. It's showing up. It's created in the universe of possibility and making its way over to you, which means you just gotta be a little patient. Don't keep wondering why it isn't here yet. Don't question yourself or the universe. Don't put in that energy of stress and pressure on the situation. These emotions simply suggest doubt on your part. Your inability to let go and sit tight is the doubt creeping in.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Doubt is often accompanied by an attachment to the outcome showing up. And when we are attached to the outcome, like it must happen, or you're counting on it so hard to happen, then that situation turns into a challenge through which you must learn to detach. Without detachment mastered, we cannot easily manifest. It is the detachment from the manifestation that allows it to happen, while our attachment to it repels the manifestation from coming in. Attachment comes from doubt, from fear, from lack, which puts you in a vibration so low that your call for the manifestation can't even go out into the pulsating energy field of creation to bring back to you what you want. Your manifestation wish stays grounded, unable to reach a high enough vibration where it can be transformed into the experience or possibility that you desire. Your attachment weighs your manifestations down, and it becomes a desire that is never fulfilled. So work on the letting go. Send your wish out to the universe and secure yourself in the knowledge that it will come back to you in your reality. Your manifestation is sure to show up. Just like when you go to a restaurant and you order your meal, you order with the confidence that your meal will in fact be served to you in a short amount of time. You don't have to keep pestering the waiter for your order. You just enjoy yourself at your table and you start eating once your food comes to your table. In the same way, when you place an order with the universe, you gotta stay in the space of confidence and trust. You stay relaxed, knowing with complete certainty that your order is on its way back to you as soon as it is ready. And then you get to dig in and savor the very experience of it. Enjoy it, live it, feel it, and accept it because you deserve it. You are worthy of everything you choose to have for yourself. And the universe, like a genie in the bottle, says, "Your wish is my command, provided you trust me enough to give it to you." And sometimes it might take a little while. The universe might be giving you some time to rise up to the level of your manifestation. Perhaps there are some qualities or characteristics you need to develop that make it easier for you to accept and receive your manifestation. So flow with whatever comes your way and know that every experience and situation you encounter brings you one step closer to where you want to be. If you cannot, however, stay calm and relaxed in the face of your manifestation, if your manifestation makes you uncomfortable or you feel way too attached to it, then that means you got to get some work done on clearing your beliefs before that manifestation is likely to show. That's when I recommend you see a healer or a coach to direct you forward on your path, because you are getting in your own way. With that, my dear, let's summarize. M is to manifest what you want, but you got to know what you want and be very specific about what it is that you want. A is to ask for your manifestation to happen. You can vision board it, create a mantra or affirmation, or meditate upon it. Ask for more, because you are more likely to get it. Make sure that your manifestation wish is in the now, with the N in manifest. I stands for imagine your manifestation happening to you and add your feelings, the F, to it to supercharge the manifestation energy to bring it forth. E is to empower yourself with the actions that bring you closer to your manifestation. S is the prayer of gratitude that exemplifies your acceptance of the manifestation into your life. And T is the trust that is necessary to allow your manifestation to materialize. Where there is trust, there is detachment. There is no fear, no doubt, just peace and certainty. And your manifestation is realized. M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T. Manifest. So happy manifesting, my loves. Make your manifestation list and spend some time on it. At any given point in your life, you should have at least 5 things you are manifesting. If you don't, let's get going now. I believe in you. So sprinkle some magic dust and get that crystal ball rolling. Please write in and tell me about those great manifestations that came into your life. You can DM me on @SaniyaGurnamal or tag @ProjectLovingMyselfPodcast on your posts. Buddha said, what you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. So start thinking, feel it to reel it, and imagine that it is already yours. Let me say that again. It is already yours. That's probably a great mantra to hold in your mind. This manifestation is already mine. Sending you so much love and manifestation energy. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Manifesting Made Easy. You are loved.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.